This is the church Christ started. By the way, this is my favorite chart when I taught. This is from the Master's Seminary when I taught church history. The split between Roman Catholicism and Christ. And basically, the church Jesus Christ continued until a series of hard left turns that the Roman church made. The first being purgatory. 593, purgatory. And the first pope in 590. And you can see it bigger here. 593, purgatory. And the first real pope. There were other pastors of Rome, but Gregory the First called himself the pope. And then the temporal powers that the church could grant, temporal powers. Then there's a whole bunch of stuff that doesn't matter. The money for masses started in the 12th century. Indulgences for sale that you could buy someone's, you could buy merit to spring Aunt Zelda out of purgatory, started in the 12th century. And here's the worst one. The dogma of the Mass began in 1215, and that's where it was stated that if a priest would go intone these words, Hocus Corpus Meum, if he did that with a normal piece of bread and said in Latin, Hocus Corpus Meum, which in Latin is, hoc this corpus body, meum my, this is my body. If he would say in Latin, with a normal piece of bread, this is my body, only he had to say it in Latin, Hocus Corpus Meum, it changed from bread into the body of Christ before your very eyes. What does Hocus Pocus Meum sound like? Yeah, that's where the term Hocus Pocus came from. It came from people that didn't speak Latin that saw a man wearing a funny outfit go Hocus Corpus Meum and changed what they knew as bread into the very body of Christ. They said, he's doing Hocus Pocus. Isn't that funny how all this stuff comes into our culture? That started right here. That was the stake in the heart of the church. And so then it goes on, and I'll have to pick up here next week because I don't want to rush through it. The slide gets even worse after the Mass starts. But if you notice, the church was pretty much biblical with all of our problems until the 6th century. And then the slide keeps getting worse. And I haven't put all of them in, but in 1950, the church declared that Mary was bodily assumed to heaven. She was in a perpetual sleep from the 1st century. And all of a sudden, her body, to heaven. Just because the Pope said it in 1950. Wow, that's amazing.